You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, state police, and rescue personnel responded to a one-vehicle crash at around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon on Highway 159 near Thomas Bean Road in Shongaloo near the Arkansas line, where a vehicle left the roadway, ran into a cemetery, and struck a tree. The driver has been hospitalized for treatment of injuries, and the crash is under investigation by state police. Minden City Police report the arrest of Larry Adams, age 67, of 195 Haney Road. Also arrested Caden Wilson, age 18, of Princeton. Each have been booked on a charge of theft. Law enforcement training will be taking place today at First Baptist Church here in Minden, a training day being hosted by the Webster Sheriff's Office with more than 150 law enforcement officers from 28 agencies participating. The topics today will include bias-based diversity training, use of force, and situational awareness. Training will be today from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. today at First Baptist Church. With the high water and flooding in the area, Webster Parish Police Jury has self-service sandbag locations, including 1731 Penal Farm Road near Sibley, 6137 Highway 2 in Sarepta, and at Webster Fire District 3, 2344 Highway 163 in Doyleene. The hours are 8 till 3 weekdays. There is a 15-bag limit. In Bossier Parish, sandbags available at the Bossier Parish Highway Department at 410 Mayfield in Benton, South Bossier Fire District 2 at 1325 Robinson Road in Elm Grove, Houghton Fire District 1, 4494 Highway 80 in Houghton, at 205 West Palmetto in Plain Dealing, and 120 West McKinley Avenue in Houghton. And the Department of Transportation and Development has an update concerning the closure of Dorchee Road. The closure is now scheduled for Monday, February 6th, beginning at 8 a.m. Dorchee Road over Caney Creek between Topeka Trail and Methodist Camp Road will be closed for the removal and replacement of the existing structure. This closure is expected to last about 6 months, with work to be performed, weather permitting. A 100% chance of rain today, high near 40, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 60% chance of showers overnight, low 32, north wind 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny Friday, high 52, northeast wind gust to 20 miles an hour. Clear Friday night, low near 27, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Saturday, high near 54. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low near 38. And that's the forecast. A meeting of the Minden Planning Commission is scheduled for today. Meeting starts at 10 o'clock in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. On the agenda, a request from Justin and Amanda Greer for a zoning variance on property at 201 Margaret Place, zoned R1 single family residential, to place a 24 by 44 foot metal storage building in the front yard area of the property. Also, a request from the Webster Land Corporation for a preliminary approval of a lot split on property on Recreation Drive. Chairman of the Planning Commission is Morris Busby, and the meeting is open to the public. A groundbreaking is scheduled for Monday for four additional athletic fields at the South Bossier Park, signaling the start of future expansion plans to keep up with usage at what has become one of the parish's most popular recreational facilities. Director of Parks and Recreation Warren Sauce told police jurors Wednesday, the four additional fields will be put to multiple uses and help involve additional activities. We already have youth and adult soccer, lacrosse, and football teams using athletic fields for practice and league competition, and they have baseball and softball practice fields available. With these additional fields, I believe more organizations will be looking at us as a place to play and practice, Saucier stated. Already, South Bossier Park is home to events including high school cross-country meets, and youth league football and soccer. The North Louisiana Football Alliance, a five-team semi-professional adult league, will be playing several games at the park during its 2023 schedule. Money to help pay for the additional fields will come from a $75,000 grant from the State Department of Treasury. Also at the Wednesday meeting, the Bossier Police Jury awarded a bid for hot mix for the parish. table for 2 weeks an approval of a plat of proposed development of River Square subdivision, set a public hearing for March 1st to consider changing the name of Town Lake Boulevard to Innovation Drive as an extension of the existing Innovation Drive, ratified and accepted a recommendation from the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Unit Board of Appeals, approved an application for Charlotte Randall and Michael Randall for beer liquor license at Cypress Shack on Highway 162 in Benton, application of Juan Monzon for renewal of a beer liquor license at a bar and grill location at 4615 Highway 80 East in Houghton, authorized completion of the Louisiana compliance questionnaire in connection with the 2022 audit of the Bossier Police Jury financial records, approved a variance of regulations to allow a commercial structure be built below road surface level at 601 Kingston Road, approved a supplemental agreement to an agreement with Beast Engineering for resident engineer inspection services, approved a traffic signal maintenance agreement with Bossier City, approved an amendment to the proposal with Rayleigh and Associates for additional surveying and engineering services for the Bossier Parish Lucky Estates Subdivision Drainage Improvements Project, approved an agreement with Civil Designs Group for additional surveying and engineering services for Covington Road Extension to Highway 614, and a supplemental agreement with Coil Engineering for surveying and engineering services for Town Lake Boulevard or Innovation Drive and Dairy Lane Extension. The guest speaker at today's meeting of the Minden Lions Club is Terry Jacobson, Refuge Ranger and Visitor Services Manager for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the Red River National Wildlife Refuge in Bossier City. Terry joined the refuge in 2012, currently oversees the public use of the four refuge units in the Red River Valley. In South Bossier at the headquarters unit, she manages the Visitor Center, Education Center, Trails and Boat Landing, develops environmental education programs, designs and writes informational and educational material, leads bird walks and refuge tours, and answers public inquiries, and coordinates special events, leads the volunteer program, and serves as social media coordinator. The Minden Lions Club meets each Thursday at noon at the American Legion Home on Pine Street. The Bossier Parish School Board Building and Ground and Planning and Development Committee will meet today. That meeting is scheduled for 4:30 at the Bossier Instructional Center on Airline Drive. On the agenda, a volleyball net system for Benton High, perimeter field fence at Benton High, South Bossier Improvement Plan for Parkway High Facility Addition, and likely enter into an executive session to discuss the status and strategy concerning prospective litigation and a written demand for mediation. The regular Bossier School Board meeting starts at 6 o'clock at the Instructional Center on Airline Drive. We'll hear a presentation from Sunshine Room Check. Consider changing the board meeting date in March. Consider adopting a school board member training resolution. Hear various committee reports. And discuss trip requests. The meetings, with the exception of the executive session, will all be open to the public. Nominations are being accepted now for the Minden Man of the Year and Woman of the Year. The winners will be announced at the upcoming Minden Chamber of Commerce Gala at schedule for March at the Minden Civic Center. Deadline to submit nominations for the Man of the Year to the Minden Lions Club and Woman of the Year to the Young Women's Service Club will be February 22nd. Graveside services for Jean Hurdle are scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning in the Gardens of Memory, with Father Kalukalam officiating. Survivors include her husband Roger Hurdle, Sr. Funeral service for Reverend Frank M. Jones, Sr., age 83, is scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning in the Roseneath Chapel, with Reverend Dave Fortuna officiating. Burial will follow at Mount Lebanon Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Diane Jones, son, Frank Jones, Jr., and twin grandsons also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle, call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away, call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. 682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind, 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale, One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.